1947. Last week we looked at the breastplate of righteousness, which is the imputed righteousness of Christ, and the personal righteousness imparted to us by the Holy Spirit. And we said that we need to make sure that we're always clothed and covered with this breastplate of righteousness. Tonight we're going to go down to the feet of the soldier and consider the boots of gospel peace. And so I'll start the reading at verse 10 as usual, but this time we'll go down to verse 15. So Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 15. This is God's holy word. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We'll stop there at verse 15. Well, on the east side of town, you'll come across the Indiana National Guard Armory. And this is a building where the National Guard stores its weapons and equipment and ammunition. And I've never been inside of the building. Perhaps you have, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. But I'm willing to guess that inside that building, you will find things like rifles and bullets. But in addition, you will find things like boots. Because boots, though perhaps not as easily or naturally expected, are an essential part of a soldier's uniform. In fact, more than that, boots are an essential part of a soldier's armor. And Paul says tonight that's true for the Christian soldier as well. We are to put on the armor of God. And what does the armor of God include? Of course, it includes that breastplate. It includes that belt. But it also, he says, includes boots. The boots of gospel peace, because boots are also essential in war. And so we are to wear these boots, and we are to wear these boots all of the time. And if you're looking at the outline, the main point I want us to see tonight is that we should be always wearing the boots of gospel peace so that we're ready to engage in the battle. And always be wearing the boots of gospel peace so that you're ready to engage in the battle. And so the first point is, again, a very important point. It's the same point we keep making throughout this series, which is now you need the boots of gospel peace to stand in the battle against evil. Right, verses 14 and 15 again. Stand therefore, having done what? Girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So again, we're talking here about how can we stand in the battle of evil so that we're not the one on the ground looking up at the enemy in defeat, but rather we're the one standing looking down upon our enemy in victory. And we're told here we need, in addition to the belt and the breastplate, we need the boots on our feet, the boots that God provides for us in his armor. And that's because every soldier needs the proper footwear. If you think of soldiers today, it's interesting. Soldiers are given the boots they need for their particular task and where they are serving at the time. And so if you're serving in a cold weather climate, you're going to have a certain kind of boot for that. If you're serving out in the desert, you're going to have a certain kind of boot for that as well, right? Because to fight, to do what is needed in battle, you need the right kind of shoes. And we understand that ourselves, do we not? We don't always walk around barefoot. We may like to be barefoot sometimes, but I don't think there's any, well, maybe a kid in the room, but I don't think there are any adults in the room who are barefoot this evening. We understand the value of shoes, but also we don't run on the treadmill in our flip-flops. We don't take our wear our high heels when we're going down to the beach because we understand not just the value of wearing shoes, but wearing the right kind of shoes. In the same way, a soldier needs shoes, and he needs the right shoes if he's going to succeed in the battle. And it is the same for us as Christians, which is why God provides these boots. Right? We need them to stand so that we say no to sin, so that we say yes to the Lord. We need the boots on our feet. And the boots are, the boots that we need and that we're to wear, are the boots of gospel peace. Right? He says we are to shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In other words, the boots that we wear are not made of a certain material. These are boots made of a certain message. Because what is the gospel of peace? Well, the gospel of peace is the good news that sinners can be at peace with the holy God through the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, it's the good news that if you are a believer, you are at peace with the holy God through Jesus Christ. This is what the gospel is about. God is righteous. We are unrighteous. And so what does that mean? It means there's naturally enmity between us. Right? This is why the Bible says that we are children of wrath by nature and in his enemies. But in the gospel, there's the great exchange where Jesus, the innocent one, becomes guilty on the cross so that we, the guilty ones, become innocent and righteous in him. So that we're no longer God's enemies, but now we get to be God's friends and God's children. And as I've said before, that's what the word atonement means. It means at one mint. Right, because through his death, Jesus has made us at one with God. Right, he's bridged the chasm of separation, and he has reconciled sinners to himself. He has given us, who were not at peace with God, peace with God. Ian Duguid says it this way: if you are trusting in Christ, you have the smile of the Father's favor resting upon you forever, and an eternal inheritance that you cannot lose. Why is that the case? That's the case because through Christ we have peace with the Lord. Romans 5 verse 1, Paul says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the gospel of peace. Right? It's the message of being at peace with God through Christ. And as Paul says in verse 15, this gospel of peace prepares us for battle. It prepares us for battle. Think again of a soldier. I've said this with the past two pieces of armor. I'll say it again tonight. When does the soldier put on his boots? Right? It's not when he's in the midst of hand-to-hand combat. Right? It's not once he's in the tank or out in the field. He puts his boots on before he ever gets close to the battle. This is the idea. Boots are something you put on in advance so that you're ready in the moment. And so Paul says, shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Or as other English Bibles have it, with the readiness of the gospel of peace. Right? It's because the boots make you ready for the battle. Right? There's something you put on so that you are prepared for the battle. Stand, therefore, having shod your feet, Paul says, because the boots are also what we need to be able to stand in the battle. They equip us and they help us in the fight against sin and Satan. Well, how do they do that? Secondly, on the outline, let's move on to see here that you need the boots of gospel peace because they steady you in the battle. They steady you in the battle. It's interesting. If you look back in ancient times, not everyone would have worn shoes. We take shoes for granted today. Shoes were not quite as common or as available in ancient times. But soldiers would typically always have shoes. Because soldiers, unlike so many other people, would be traveling great distances, marching a lot of the time. And not only that, they'd be doing so through mountains and on rocks and in mud. And whenever it was time to fight, soldiers then also needed to be able to move quickly and to move effectively. And shoes are, of course, what would enable them to do those things. Shoes would give them support and comfort. Shoes would give them protection and stability. Shoes would enable them to make the journey and overcome the hazards and be swift to attack. And that's the idea here with the boots of gospel peace as well. They make you steady in the battle, right? Another way of putting it is they anchor you. They secure you. They balance you. They quicken you. I know we're not in football season right now, but think of football, right? How is it that players can run so fast? How is it that they can maneuver around other people? How is it that when someone's trying to tackle them, they're able for a time to resist being tackled? It's because they're wearing football cleats. And what do football cleats do? They secure you to the ground. They give you greater traction and stability so that you can do these things. So this is what boots do for soldiers and why we're told to put on the boots of gospel peace. It's because the boots steady us in the battle. Now, how do the boots steady us in the battle? Let me give you three particular ways. First, the boots of gospel peace steady you in the battle by putting you into the battle. They steady you in the battle by putting you into the battle. Right? Because if you don't have peace with God, what do you have? Right? Go back to what we said earlier. You have enmity with God. You have friendship with evil. In other words, if you're not at peace with God, then whose side are you on in this great spiritual battle? You're on the devil's side in this great spiritual battle. And if you're on the devil's side, you're not fighting against sin. And so to fight against sin and Satan, where you hate sin and you resist sin, you first then have to be at peace with God, right? Which is given to us by faith in Christ, or as Paul says here, by putting on the boots of gospel peace. And so we should ask ourselves, do I have these boots? Are my feet shod with the gospel of peace? Do I know and love Jesus Christ? These boots steady us by putting us into the fight so that we want to fight as we should want to fight. Now, but second, the boots of gospel peace steady you in the battle by keeping you from slipping in the battle. By keeping you from slipping in the battle. Because this, we have to understand, is Satan's goal. Right? He wants us to doubt the Lord. He wants us to go astray. He wants us to believe a lie and to fall down. He wants to fill us with fear and disturb our peace and steal our obedience and produce disobedience. And most of all, he wants us to give up. He wants us to give up following Christ and living for Christ. And in fact, this is why we do often go astray and doubt the Lord and believe a lie and sin against God. It's because we've listened to the enemy. We've let the enemy control what we do. Instead of wearing our gospel boots in those moments, we went out to fight with our bare feet, as it were. And we were defeated as a result. And so we need the boots of gospel peace because the gospel is what grounds us in life. Right? The gospel is what grounds us in life. Knowing we have peace with God, then we are enabled to have peace within. So that we trust God in the midst of the battle. So that we rest confidently in God in the midst of the battle, no matter what is going on. The Puritan William Gurnall says, "The man whose feet are well shod is not afraid to go through thick or thin, foul or fair, stones or straws, all are alike to him. But the barefooted man shrinks when his feet touch the mud and shrieks when he stumbles on a sharp stone." Right? Or to put it differently, right, the gospel is what enables us to endure the hardships of life. That's the point Gurnall is making. It's what equips us for trials and helps us stand firm in the Lord even while the waves are crashing over our head and the enemy is desperately trying to bring us down to the ground. Knowing we have peace with God through Christ is what stabilizes us. It's what keeps us from slipping and falling. So Paul says, put on the boots. And then third, The boots of gospel peace steady us in the battle by giving us the ultimate victory. By giving us the ultimate victory. As we've seen, the armor of God is the Son of God. And so if you're wearing the gospel boots, you're also wearing Jesus Christ. And what did Jesus accomplish on the cross? He accomplished absolute, total, final victory over sin and Satan, all the forces of evil. And so you see, if you're wearing the boots and therefore wearing Jesus Christ, you too will be given the victory. The boots of gospel peace give you the victory. And so this is how the gospel then makes you steady as well. It gives you assurance that no matter what's going on in the battle, you are going to win the battle. It gives you that confidence that while the enemy may knock you over time after time after time, the day will come when you will be able to definitely look down on your enemy and see the enemy in utter defeat and you in absolute triumph forever. You know, for us today, we typically wear shoes for the sake of appearance. Now, that's not always the case. We wear shoes for comfort and other particular functions. But if you think of the shoes you're wearing right now, most likely, now perhaps not for the guys, though probably, right? You're wearing the shoes you have on this evening because of what they look like, right? Because they're shoes that go with your outfit. They're shoes that you think look good. They're shoes that you think are befitting for a worship service or something along those lines. That's true for my shoes, right? These are not the shoes I'm going to have on tomorrow morning, right? And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But what we have to understand is that shoes have a purpose beyond fashion. And that's certainly what the boots of gospel peace are about. We need these boots, not because they'll make us look good. That's not the point. Right, we need the boots because they'll help us stand. Right? They are functional shoes, not necessarily attractive shoes, though they are the most beautiful shoes in the world, if you think about it, because it's the gospel. So our feet must be shod with the boots of the gospel of peace. Knowing we're at peace with God makes us steady. It puts us into the battle, it keeps us from slipping in the battle, and it gives us the victory in the battle. So they make us ready by making us steady. And then thirdly on the outline, let's go on to see here that we need the boots of gospel peace because they also send us to help others in the battle. If you like to go running, it makes sense that you have a good pair of running shoes because unlike hiking boots and sandals and these types of things, running shoes actually make you faster, right? This is the idea. They have a design to them so that when you're using them, they're giving you speed. They're not just helping you run. They're actually, in a sense, making you run. They're driving and pushing you forward. And so we need to understand it is with the boots of gospel peace. Right? Yes, they give us stability. Yes, they enable us to fight the enemy, but they also make us run. As we've seen, they make us run towards the enemy so that we fight against it, but they also make us run towards those who are being held captive by the enemy. Because when you know that you have peace with God, what do you want to do? You want to help others have peace with God too. I think of Isaiah. When Isaiah in chapter 6 beheld the holiness of God and he came to see his great sinfulness, he knew that he needed forgiveness. And when he was then given that forgiveness, how did Isaiah respond? He said to the Lord, "Here I am, send me." Right? Because that's what the gospel does for us. When you know that you're at peace with God and your sins have been washed away, you want others to have peace with God as well. Or think of David. Psalm 51, he's confessing his sin. He's praying for forgiveness. And in light of that, what does he say? He says, "Then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners shall be converted to you." Yeah, because again, that's the natural response of a forgiven person. He wants others to also be forgiven. And so that's also then why we need to be putting on the boots of gospel peace. Because like a good pair of running shoes, the boots will send us to those who also need gospel peace. We'll see in our morning series in the next few weeks, Paul will tell Timothy at the end of 2 Timothy 2 to correct those who are in opposition, quote, so that they may know the truth, come to their senses, and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. Right? Because this is the state of sinful humanity. Right? Apart from Christ, you are a slave to the devil, which means you're not at peace with God, and why we must come with the gospel of peace to them. Right? Because it's the gospel that will set them free, just as it has set us free. Paul says in Romans chapter 10, verses 13 to 15, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things." It's very interesting. The only other place in Scripture that talks about feet and the gospel of peace is Isaiah 52:7. Isaiah 52:7. And here, Paul quotes it in Romans 10:15 as the reason why we should be preaching the gospel. And the argument he's making, essentially, is this is why we've been given feet, so to speak. Or to use Paul's language in Ephesians 6, this is why we've been given the boots of gospel peace. Why? So that we will use them to bring the gospel of peace to the world. So that we will have the beautiful feet that bring good tidings, glad tidings of good things to the world. Charles Hodge once said, "The gospel should add wings to our feet." Right? The gospel should add wings to our feet. Wings that send us to those who are being held captive by the enemy. On April 29th, 1945, American forces liberated the Dachau concentration camp, where tens of thousands had been held and tortured by the Nazis. Now, our soldiers were not fully expecting what they encountered at the camp. You can read their own experiences of what it was like. You can even see videos and pictures of it. Of course, it's haunting. But the soldiers, though they were not fully expecting it, did what they needed to help the people. Because they understood that their job, in addition to using weapons and fighting the Nazis and so forth, was also to help these types of people who had been enslaved by the Nazis. And we need to understand, so it is in the Christian life. In the battle against sin and Satan, we are to do battle against sin and Satan. But we're also to deliver those who are held captive by sin and Satan. And that is also why we've been given the boots of gospel peace. Because again, when we are remembering that we have peace with God, that should send us to help others find peace with God. And we have the one message in all the world that can actually give it to them. So why do we need the boots of gospel peace to stand in the battle? It's because the gospel makes you steady in the battle, and it's because the gospel sends you to help others. And so as we come to our fourth and final point here on the outline, always be wearing the boots of gospel peace so that you're ready to engage in the battle. I'll make a confession. On Sunday, one of the things I love to do when I get home is take off these shoes that I was talking about earlier. These are not my favorite shoes in all the world to wear. And so there is something quite nice about walking in the door, sitting down, untying these shoes, and setting them aside for the rest of the night. Right? I look forward to that, being able to relax a bit when it comes to my feet, and I'm sure you might feel the same way, but after standing all day, this is something I look forward to. Well, in the same way, do we not often want to take our shoes off in the battle against sin and Satan? Right, I do, and I'm sure you do too. This battle is tiring, right? This battle beats us up. This battle wears us out, and we want to relax at times. But the thing we have to realize is that unlike our actual shoes, we never can take off the boots. Because if we take off the boots for a moment, we're not going to be able to engage in the battle. And think again of a soldier. When a soldier is in the midst of war, it's quite common for him to sleep in his boots. Right? Not because that's the most comfortable thing for him to do, but so that he's ready for whatever comes his way. So that he doesn't have to wait to put on the boots and tie them up when someone is coming and shooting in his direction. And likewise, if we're to be ready to stand against evil and help rescue the lost that they might be saved, we need to have the boots on the feet all the time. And so to that end, let me close here by giving you four practical applications. The first one, and the one that we keep hearing but we cannot skip over, is trust in Jesus Christ. If you do not have the boots of gospel peace, if you are not united to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have to remember, Jesus is the one who first wore the boots for his people. This is how believers have peace with God. And if we want to have peace with God, so that we're in the battle, so that we can stand in the battle, we need to trust Jesus Christ. And so I encourage you to ask yourself tonight, if you're not yet a believer, do I trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? The second, if you are a believer, frequently recall your reconciliation with God. Frequently recall your reconciliation with God. Because as a believer, it's one thing to know that you have peace with God. It's an entirely other thing to actually remember you have peace with God so that your life is affected by it. Right? And so this is why we have to recall our reconciliation. It's because the more we remember we are at peace with God, the more we will want to engage in the battle against evil by saying no to sin and by sharing the gospel. As Sinclair Ferguson says, the more securely we grip and understand the gospel of peace, the more enthusiastic we will be in communicating it. Yeah, but not only that, the more we remember our peace with God, the more we will be able to ignore Satan's lies and avoid Satan's traps and stand firm in the Christian life. Right? Not slipping, not straying, but steadily progressing. And so find ways to help you remember that you are reconciled to God through faith in Christ. Right? Find a passage from Scripture that speaks of that and that is memorable to you. Put it to memory. Right? Rehearse the gospel to yourself in your daily quiet time. But always seek to have your heart and mind filled with the gospel so that your feet will be shod with the boots of gospel peace. Third, I'd encourage you to think regularly of what it means to be spiritually lost. Think regularly of what it means to be spiritually lost. This is not enjoyable, of course, for us to do, and so we often do not do it. But I say this because of how easy it is to forget the horrible state of unbelievers. They are cut off from God. They are under God's wrath. And they will absolutely suffer forever in hell if they don't come to Christ. And those are truths we know, but those are truths we don't typically think about or allow ourselves to think about, but we must. Because if the lost are under God's wrath and are bound for hell, then we need to go to them with the gospel. This is the idea. And remembering their spiritual state is just one more thing that will get our feet moving in that direction, that will keep the boots of gospel peace on our feet, and that will keep us running to go rescue the captives. And then fourth, train yourself for evangelism. Train yourself for evangelism. In other words, if you want to help the lost know Christ, be ready to share the gospel with them. And that means you know how to share the gospel with them ahead of time. And so if you've not done so, I'd encourage you, learn a simple gospel presentation where you can explain the gospel to another person. Put it to memory. If you need help, you need suggestions, you want me to teach you one, talk to me. I'd love to talk to you about those things. In addition, read a good book on how to defend your faith. Know how to share your testimony with another person. Right? And again, I'm happy to help you. In fact, there are many people in the church who can help you with these types of things. But we need to be ready. If we're to stand in the battle against evil, our feet need to be shod with the boots of gospel peace. Right? This is the way to be steady. This is the way to be sent to help in the battle. And these four are just some of the ways that can help us keep the boots on our feet. So always be wearing, Paul says, always be wearing these boots of gospel peace so that you're ready to take on the battle whenever the battle comes in your direction. Let's pray. Lord, we pray tonight that you'd help us to understand more fully what these boots of gospel peace are. Lord, help us to be able to make sense of the illustration that you give us in this chapter and to see the great importance of the gospel of peace. Lord, may we all be at peace with you through faith in Christ, young and old. And Lord, may we know what it means to be at peace with you so that we are steadied in the battle and so that we are sent. Lord, apply this part of your word to our hearts even more tonight and cause us to be wearing these boots, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.